Okay, there we were, Drover and I. We were on an important mission to save Slim Chance from the runaway windmill. But we had just been captured by Rip and Snort, the Coyote Brothers. They had slipped up on us whilst we were trying to bark a rabbit out of a hollow log, and suddenly it appeared that they would make a snack out of us. Pretty scary, huh? You bet. I mean, we were 2 miles from help and home, all alone with 2 hungry cannibals. But just then, Drover leaned toward me and whispered something in my ear. Are you ready to hear it? Here's what he said.
Hank, that's not a rabbit in the log. It's a badger.
I stared into the vast emptiness of his eyes. Drover, we've already discussed this. It was a cottontail rabbit.
Did he have 2 long ears?
Of course he did. All rabbits have 2 long... I paused for a moment and called up my memories of the rabbit. Okay, maybe the ears weren't so long, but he had 2 of them.
And remember his claws? He had long, sharp claws.
Drover, that's ridiculous. Rabbits don't have... I cut my eyes from side to side. He did have long, sharp claws, now that you mention it. Are you saying
it's a badger?
And badgers are double tough fighters, right? Maybe even a good match for a couple of coyotes? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, and if we tell Rip and Snort that it's a rabbit...
I clamped his mouth shut. Hush. This is my idea, and I'll take it from here.
Yeah, but...
I shoved Drover out of the way and marched over to the brothers. All right, guys, here's the truth. We weren't trying to pump up the log to make it float. We were barking at a rabbit. I didn't want to tell you because, well, I had reason to suppose that you might steal our lunch. They roared with laughter and Snort pounded his chest.
Ha! Hunk got that pretty right. Coyote brothers love to steal and eat juicy rabbit. Oh boy!
Right. But since we found the bunny, I'm sure you'll want to share it with us. Dead silence. I mean, sharing is nice. It's the proper thing to do. A wicked grin spread across Snort's toothy mouth.
Too bad for Hunk and little white dog. 'Cause brothers eat whole rabbit and not share one bite. Ho, ho.
Snort, this is an outrage. We got here first and I demand an equal share. There was nothing subtle about Snort. He stomped over to me and shoved my nose about 3 inches into the dirt.
Hunk, shut trap and watch. Rip and Snort tear up whole log with teeth and claws. Then rabbit not have place to hide.
Spitting dirt, I winked at Drover and prepared to watch the show. The brothers advanced towards a hollow log and... You won't believe this. I mean, Snort had said they were gonna tear the log to pieces, right? I had supposed it was just an idle boast. The kind of thing you'd expect to hear from a cannibal. Well, it wasn't an idle boast. They marched over to the log and proceeded to wreck it with their teeth and claws. I mean, tore off huge chunks and spit them out. You think those guys weren't tough? Well, they thought so, but they hadn't met our badger friend. Once they had reduced the log to splinters and sawdust, they found themselves looking into the eyes of the, rabbit. Snort turned to his brother and said,
Huh, that pretty big rabbit.
Rip nodded his head and said,
Huh.
That was their first clue that this might prove to be a new and exciting experience. The second clue came when the badger let them know what he thought of coyotes. He didn't like them. He wasn't scared of them, and he wasn't amused that they had shredded his log cabin. And here he came, hissing and growling and snapping his jaws like a crocodile. Snort tried to bite him on the neck and learned to his sorrow that badgers don't have necks. What they have is big teeth, huge claws, thick skin, and a very nasty disposition. Rip dived into the pile to rescue his brother and emerged 2 seconds later, screeching for help and wearing a badger buzzsaw on his face. By that time, any normal creature would have figured out the obvious. If you love to fight and think you're tough, leave badgers alone. But Rip and Snort were hardheads, and nobody had ever accused them of being smart. They kept going back for more, and Mr. Badger kept dishing it out. I guess they just couldn't believe that a cottontail rabbit could do so much damage. Wow, what a riot. It was the best fight I'd seen in years, and I was in the midst of cheering my coyote pals on to defeat when I heard Drover's voice behind me.
Hank, I'd love to stay and watch the rest of the fight, but maybe we better get back to the ranch.
Huh? Oh, yes, Slim was riding a runaway windmill, and we'd been sent on an emergency mission. With the sounds of the battle in our ears, we slipped away.